Online Podcast, June 29th, 2005.
Hello, good morning, good whatever. Good morning for me. Welcome to Online Podcast. And I would like to especially welcome all of you who are listening to me via iTunes. I am so excited. I mean, I didn't know today. This morning when I checked my stats on my show, there were more than 200 new users or listeners on my stats. So I'm excited. Welcome, everyone. If you got onto the show using iTunes, send me a note. I would love to hear from you. Online@gmail.com, that's my email. You can always call my comment line at 206-888-JOHN and get in touch with me. So there's just a few things that I would like to talk to you about. First of all, sorry that I did not have a show on Monday. The last show was, I think, Friday. Yeah. And the reason being, I was in Minneapolis over the weekend. And I have tons of shows that have material that I've recorded, but haven't yet posted because I just came back. And also, I've been really busy at both jobs. I am, as usual, just like the good old times, I am actually doing a show while I am on my way to work. So I am actually putting my stuff away in my work bag. And you will go to work with me. And that's pretty much how the show started off once I got my iRiver. Hey, where's my cable? Looking for a cable. Oh, here it is. So, very excited. Now, I've also added a new link on my website that is easier to subscribe to my shows. All you have to do is click on that. There are two ways, but the easy way that I want to talk about is the iTunes way. You just click on that iTunes podcast icon on my show. I mean, to the right hand side of my website, which is onlinepodcast.com. And you will, if you already have iTunes installed on your computer, it would automatically bring you to my page listed on iTunes. So what really the cool thing is you don't have to do anything. You can just really click on subscribe after the page has been pulled up and subscribe to my feed. That's really nice and simple. Okay, so I've been wearing this pedometer just to see how much I walk one day. Yesterday I walked about 6.5 miles from one of my jobs. Okay, I'm going out now. Oh, so I went to Minneapolis. Very fun. Went to a wedding as well as visiting a few friends. And okay. Oh, getting ready to go work. Kind of late, actually. Where's my phone? Pony. Oh, I think it's back in the kitchen. Hi, bye-bye, girly girl. So, what was I saying? Yeah, Minnesota was fun. Nice wedding. And unfortunately, we didn't get to go to the reception because we couldn't find parking anywhere close to the facility where the reception was held. It must be, I don't know, weekend crowd or something. It was so crowded. There was no place to park within the next 2-3 miles. I mean, 2-3 blocks. So we finally, I mean, we kept driving until we were over on the other side of the lake. So it was too far for us to walk. It was warm, and we decided to skip that and just went to our own dinner. The reason there, other than the iTunes good news, I also want to tell you something funny. It was scary at first, but now that I think about it, it's kind of funny. Yesterday morning, why is the downstairs light? I need to go downstairs and check on the kitty poop house and the food. Excuse me. Okay, she needs food. Here she comes. Hey, girlie, you need my mama. Aw, you need my mom? Goody girl, good girl. You need my mama. Huh? You need a kiss? Bye, sweetie pie. Love you. Bye, kukuro. So yesterday I went to the shower. I, you know, woke up just like usual and half asleep and took off my glasses, and for some retarded weird reason, I just have the corner of my glasses, the frame part of it, poked into my right eyeball. I'm not kidding, I really poked it so hard. I thought my eyes were closed, but I don't know, it was really hard. And it poked into my eye. I quickly looked into the mirror, and there was this red dot, and it started to spread. So it gets, the color gets darker and darker. It got black, not black, but really dark blood red, you know? And it started to spread and got bigger. So I was shocked and panicked and didn't know what to do. So I kind of calmed myself down. I'm going to open the garage door. So I calmed myself down I'm trying to think, you know, just calm myself down. I said, okay, I'm gonna go to the doctor when I get, after I take my shower. So I thought, okay, I'll just quickly go into the shower, calmly. I breathe, right? Thinking that would work. I breathe calmly and tell myself that I will go to the doctor. Okay, wait, I'm gonna close the door. Sometimes it, gives this little beep. So never mind. I was gonna pause it, but never mind. Okay, I'm recording, right? Yeah. And so, I calmed myself down, get into the shower, just for maybe 1 minute, I start to feel lightheaded. And feeling like I was gonna pass out. And so I was, you know, stick my face in the shower, thinking that if I run water in my face, I would wake up from wanting to pass out. Of course, that didn't happen. And so things are getting dark, and I just felt like I lost control entirely. So I quickly opened the door. I turn off the water, I don't even remember if I turned off the water, but I step out of the shower, and I was trying to open the bathroom door. I mean, I stepped out from the shower booth and trying to open the bathroom door. It wasn't locked or anything, but it was closed. So I was trying to grab on the knob of the door. I just could not turn it. And finally, I just have to sit myself down. I obviously fell or sat really loudly or hard on the floor that Bruce actually heard me. So he quickly ran to the bathroom and checked on me and see what was going on. I don't know whether I was making sense or not, but I was really to the point where I just couldn't do anything anymore. I just sat there. And so he gave me a towel and wrapped me up and kept me warm. So I bet you it was scary for him. It was probably scarier for him than it was for me. And then, of course, I started saying, and I told him that I poked my eye and there's this, you know, red spot in my eyeball. I'll post a picture if you're a wussy, because it's kind of gross, but it looks worse than it actually is. It is a little sore still. I mean, I can feel my eyeballs is a little bit, tiny bit sore, but not too seriously hurt. And I did go to the doctor. I went to the doctor and the doctor checked it out. They put this kind of, what they call, like fluorine or something. This orange yellow looking thing. And they put a tape and, you know, sting a little bit. And under my lid, under my eye. And then they, I don't know, washed my eye. And then used this ultraviolet light to check or scratches and such to see if it actually hurt my cornea or anything. It did not, luckily. And so everything turned out fine. It's just that one scary moment, I think. Yeah, just poking your eye is just kind of scary. And then I thought I was calm enough to not go into shock or feel like, you know, I was going to pass out. I actually sort of did for a while there. And then I was talking to some of my friends, and they said, "Yeah, it's really not mental. When you know, go into the state of shock, it's not mental. It's your body reacting to it, and so that's why I couldn't control it. I thought I was, you know, pretty well composed, and I wasn't like going crazy or anything. But it, you know, just started to get lightheaded and almost pass out." So that was my little adventure yesterday. And so I have a picture of the gross eye thingy on my Flickr account. You can go check it out. I will try to post it today. I am not sure if I can get to it because I do have a whole lot of work waiting for me at work. But if I have time, I will post it maybe over lunch or something. I'll post the show and I'll post the pictures as well. And let's see, for those people who have, if this is your first show, or this is your second show, for that matter, welcome again. My name is John Ong. I am a Malaysian-born Chinese, and I am currently living in the United States, the Midwest, actually. So, that's a, you know, a very brief description of who I am. You might find the show interesting or not, you know, if it's your first. Give the show, typically, not just my show, but any other podcast that you want to listen to or you feel like you want to check out, give it about 3 shows. And typically 3 shows, if not more, 3 to 5 shows, give it a week if it is a weekly show, a daily show or something like, or you know, 3 to 5 shows, so that you can get a more accurate judgment of whether or not you like the show. Typically 1 show is kind of hard to tell you whether or not you like it, for sure. So, welcome to online podcasts, and this is what you'll hear most of the time. My life, stuff that I do, things that happened around me. For instance, pretty soon you will be, for the next few shows, it's going to be fun because I have done a few recordings in Minneapolis. The most fun one was the sound seeing tour in the Great Mall of America, of course. And there's also a few other exciting interviews, well, not really interviews, conversations, and other sound seeing tour that is really fun. I won't tell you too much about it. You just have to stay subscribed. Keep your subscription on your iPod or client, whatever it is, iTunes, iPod or X, or iPod or Lemon. Oh gee, what's going on? There's a fire. There are two fire trucks and an ambulance in front of this church. And it was a big suburban truck or something. I don't know what happened. It looks like I don't really know what happened. It looks like some kind of construction vehicle, and there were like a what do you call that thing? I don't know what you call it. Trencher or something? Trench? Well, I don't know what it's called. This is what you get for being a Malaysian Chinese. Was not really fluent in English. But you know, one of those trencher thingy where you put people into the ambulance with, you know? I forgot what it's called. But anyway, there was in front of the church that I drive by all the time. Well, look at all the flowers. So pretty. If I had my camera phone ready, I would probably just snap a few pictures. But since I'm driving, I'm not going to do that. And and keep subscribed, and you will get to hear more of my exciting, fun recordings in Minneapolis. And thank you to a big thank you to David R for your donation. It is, you know, every time I still have that weird feeling. You know, I put up the donation link because I'm begging for money or anything. Well, it kind of sort of is, so I admit that. But it does cost to produce a show, but I do enjoy doing it. Even nobody give me any money, I will probably continue doing it until to the point that, you know, it's financially a burden, but it's not. But it does help, and it makes making the show even more fun and easier if I know that, okay, this month's hosting fee is going to be taken care of. And so for the next month, for the one whole month, at least I don't have to think about money for my hosting company. And I, luckily I go with Libsyn. Libsyn Liberated Syndication. Libsyn.com. Libsyn. There's a link on my website. If you go to my website onlinepodcast.com and scroll down, on the right hand side there's a Libsyn link. If you want the service, you can click on that. That would also benefit me. I think that I get money or something. I don't know. I think like the first month subscription is given to me or something, something like that. So if you want Libsyn, if you want to find out more about Libsyn, and when you're ready to sign up for Libsyn, please go to my website and click on the Libsyn icon on the bottom right of the page. That would benefit my show also. But thank you, David R, for sending me the donation. I really, really appreciate it. In fact, this Sunday evening, I just had dinner in Minneapolis with another listener of mine who also donated a month or two ago, I think. Thank you again. I'm sure you're listening, Chris. Thank you so much for the dinner. And he even bought us dinner, Bruce and I dinner. That is so generous of him to do, top of all the donation that he's given. Ooh. Okay, there's a road construction. I don't know what's going on. Can I actually go past? Yeah. Okay, I was asked to stop. And okay, now I'm going. And so thank you so much for all your support. I mean, of course, your listening to the show is the great support. And so far, I've had two listeners who who have, you know, dig out of their pocket and donated to the show. There's a donation link on my website as well, on the right hand side, on the right bar of my webpage. So if you want to donate to the show, I suggest, you know, listening to a few more shows if you're new before you even consider donating. But if you feel like you like the show and you'd like to support me or help out with the cost of equipment and hosting fee and all that, you can go ahead to my website, onlinepodcast.com, and click on the donation link. I appreciate that a whole lot. Thank you so much. Terima kasih beribu-ribu terima kasih kepada dua orang pendengar saya yang sudah I forgot what donate is in Malay. I forgot. Donated to the show. Thank you so much. Okay, I think that's pretty much it. I don't want to keep the show too long, since it's just a lazy podcast, as I call it. Just me driving in the car. And I hope the car sound, the sound of the street and the noise of the tire and all that is not too loud that you cannot understand me. I hope that's taken care of by setting my audio input to be slightly lower than usual. So I hope you can hear me well. And please come back. I mean, there's a lot of exciting shows that I'll be posting. Oh, and of course, you know, I have met with Wanda Wisdom. Miss Wanda Wisdom herself. If you haven't heard of Wanda Wisdom, you also should check out Wanda Wisdom's show on LuckyBitchRadio.com. And the part of, you know, I'm a listener myself of the Lucky Bitch Radio. You can find the show on LuckyBitchRadio.com. You can also visit my website, OnlinePodcast.com, and get the link to LuckyBitchRadio.com. I listened to her show a whole lot, pretty much since the very beginning of the show, somewhat. And I get the opportunity to meet with her and also meet with Puffy, aka Mark. I get to meet with both of them, had lunch with them. It was really nice of them, because it was just right after Pride, and they were, both of them were up until, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And we went out to lunch around 1 o'clock-ish, and 12:30, 1 o'clock. And it was a great time, and it's really nice to be able to meet people. It just kind of struck me that how interesting we all met through podcasting. That was pretty interesting. And if you are, well, if you don't already know, I am also gay. I don't really flaunt that, but since it is Gay Pride Month, you'll probably find more gay content than usual. But every once in a while, you will hear gay theme or gay issues, gay stuff, because, you know, that's me. That's part of me. Part of me, other than being Asian and being Malaysian, I am also, I also happen to be gay. So you will hear some gay issues and topics and stuff on my show as well, especially in the month of June, which is Pride Month. So you can also find more information about other gay theme show. Mine is probably not as much gay themed. As you can hear, it's mostly about my life rather than just specifically about gay theme. Other fun show you can listen to, you can go check them out. I don't even I can't even remember how many of them. I think there's at least 13 or something like that on the GLBT directory, which is the gay and lesbian, bisexual and transgendered node of the directory. So you can find those information. Also on my website, there is a link to all the other show. Oh, what is it called? There's this link called, oh, it's Queercast. If you want to search Queercast, You can just go to TechnoRadio and type in QueerCast. That's, you know, QUEERCAST, QueerCast, and you will find all the either GLBT host or GLBT theme show. So thank you so much again for subscribing to the show. I've seen, you know, about the 200 more subscribers since iTunes launched their podcast feature inside of iTunes. So I'm really excited, and I hope you will come back and listen to more of my adventure in Minnesota. It was really fun, and you will get to hear some cool sound-seeing tours in IKEA, as well as I was not gonna tell you, but then it slipped. Never mind. So yeah, we have a sound-seeing tour in IKEA. We went there 3 times, and so it'll be fun. Just check back on that one. I know that I'll probably be able to have another show up by Friday. Is today Wednesday? Yeah, if today's Wednesday, yeah, by Friday I'll be able to put up my Great Mall of America Soundseeing. So make sure you come back and stay subscribed. And thank you so much for listening to the show. And if you're still listening to the show directly on my website, click on the download iTunes and then click on the iTunes podcast icon. And subscribe to the show easily, okay? Thank you so much. I will talk to you on my next show. Take care, all of you, and have a good time, whether or not it's a daytime or a nighttime. And I will see you soon. Bye, everyone. And thank you, Wanda Wisdom. You probably don't listen to the show, but thank you, Wanda Wisdom. If you are a listener of Wanda Wisdom's show, please email her and say that John Ong sent you, and say thank you so much for going out to lunch with us the other day and for being such a sweetie. Oh, and I also get to meet Wanda Wisdom's pussy, Sheila. If you don't know what I'm talking about, check back on my future show and I'll tell you more about that also. Okay, bye, bye, bye. I really need to go. Take care, all. And don't forget to smile. Yeah.